The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. What a beautiful day it is today. What a wonderfully busy week this has been. I've got some homes that I want to tell you that have gone under contract. I want to tell you about some homes that will be coming on the market. I'm going to tell you about some properties that I need. And in the meantime, if you would like to talk about real estate, if you've got a question or comment, if you've been through a deal that you'd like to share with us, give us a call. You can reach us right here, 410-922-6680. I want to congratulate Caress Properties for having another successful home go under contract. And it's interesting how this happened because it's going to get no marketing. It doesn't get a for sale sign. It doesn't get a coming soon sign. I don't have to shout it out on the radio that, hey, this one's for sale for weeks and weeks. And I'm not going to do any open houses, my one-hour open houses, and no more showings. And why is that? That is because this home, which is still under construction, is already under contract. This was a home that needed everything. It was purchased as is. We had architectural drawings made up showing what we thought we could do with this property, what the monies would allow to be done, including a roof extension, and the entire home was gutted. I mean, new roof, new walls, new floors, all new plumbing, heating, air conditioning, you name it. And most of the materials have already been ordered. We're in the process of building because what we were planning to do is wait until this home was pristine, on the market, landscaped, and do a coming soon. But I ran into a very special real estate agent, probably one of my favorite real estate agents in the business, by the name of Harriet Charkatz. And in our conversation, she was telling me that she was in a panic. She needed to find her buyers something quickly. They had just sold her house. Congratulations. Their home was under contract, but now they didn't have a place to go. They were actually already in the middle of having a contract ratified that they were about to buy. I think they had until 11 o'clock that morning to get it done. And I said, you know, I've got this house that's coming on the market. It's not finished, not even close. Let me show you the location of it. Well, long story short, not only did they come over with her buyers, they fell in love. We negotiated the price, and that house is now under contract. The seller's getting a great deal because they don't have to do anything more. And from now on, the buyer gets to work with a contractor. So the contractor and the new buyer will be making all of those changes. So it's really, really been a very, very exciting week. And that is not the way it usually happens. So this was a home in the Stevenson area on Deep Willow Avenue. And I'm happy to say that that one is too late, and some lovely, lovely buyers who are really going to appreciate it and get exactly the home they want are going to be purchasing this. And I get to work with a wonderful person, Harriet. Any questions about that, give me a call. Again, our call-in number right here is 410-922-6680. The other home that, whenever I sell a home, I get to put another one on the market. I have people who are waiting so that when I get one under contract, I can take on another. That way, I don't have too much, and I can give you that personal attention. I can take the phone calls. I can meet the buyers there. And that's the way I've chosen to work. So this one is coming soon. It is probably one of the most interesting homes. You know, I do unique homes. This one started out as a barn where there were holes in the roof. There was livestock in it, sitting on probably close to 2.5 acres, beautiful land. And this very creative buyer some 25 years ago saw the potential and took this barn and created a beautiful home that she's been in for 25 years, loving it. We are in the process of getting some photos. I'm going to put a coming soon on it. Again, beautiful, beautiful area. It is got multiple decks. It even has a separate apartment. It's still attached to the house, but you can't get into it from the house. So it has worked well as a little 2-3 bedroom, full bath, kitchen, laundry for an in-law suite for an Airbnb. If somebody, one of the creative ways of using a place like this is if you want to make a major addition or upgrade to your home, you can rent that space out, becomes an income producing area. Great way to let people stay there, get paid, use that money to continue fixing the home up. So if you are at all interested in the thought of living in what was a barn with multiple decks, they've planted over 150 trees there in the last few years. Beautiful piece of property. There's a gazebo. There's a two-car garage. There's several decks. There's patios. Give me a call. The primary bedroom suite is actually a 3-room suite with a bathroom on the first floor. Or it could be 2 or 3 bedrooms on the first floor, depending on your family. Way, way up high in the loft of the barns, a set of stairs go up to another bedroom area with its own bathroom. And it's just a unique home. Anybody who's thinking about the possibility of wanting to live in this unique, some people call them barn dominiums. I'm not sure I'm crazy about that word, but this is a barn home that I think somebody out there, it's going to be their dream home. If you are thinking about it, if you know anybody, if you just want to hear about it, give me a call. I am slowly putting up the photos there. There's a lot of unique features there. And another property that also is too late this week. Again, pretty much went under contract before the sign went up, bought by an investor. It is going to settlement quickly. That is the little house that I told you about a couple weeks ago at on Ethelbert, which is in the Glen Avenue area. Cutest little 2-bedroom, 1-bath home with a porch, front porch, rear porch, fenced-in yard, wide driveway, under contract very quickly, and that one will probably be rehabbed and then back on the market again. So you see the different kinds, whether your house is in good condition, whether it's in needing of repairs, there are all kinds of buyers out there. If you're thinking about selling your home, and no matter what condition it's in, talk to me. I've got people that are waiting, people who can't quite afford the house totally finished. Maybe you can get your home on the market by not having to do all those additions you thought you would need in order to sell the house, that maybe you could get the price for your house without putting money into it and move on. That would be a good deal for somebody who really is looking for a deal. Maybe they can't afford that much house in your neighborhood. They get to buy your house with a little less money, and they get to do the rehab on it, or the addition of a room, or whatever they need. I love this. It really is. It's matchmaking. Real estate is matchmaking. It is a lot like dating. Selling anything actually is like dating. It's about making those connections, asking the right questions, avoiding those awkward silent periods when you realize you've run out of things to say. Here's how to master the art of selling while keeping the mood pretty light. Instead of launching, when you're out there, this is for real estate agents, instead of launching that monologue about how incredible your listing is, start by asking the buyer's questions. Start by finding out what their needs are. Maybe they're pet lovers. Maybe they got a couple of puppies. Find out, how far is your business from this? Do you like to come home? Do you like to feed your puppies at lunchtime? Would you like a home that's close enough to do that? These are the kinds of things that you are finding out about people so they can actually find the home that they want. Be curious. Ask some things like, where do you like to shop? Do you have family members that you want to be closer to you? What school systems are your kids going to? You're asking questions almost like you're a private investigator on a mission. It's showing that you care about them, and it also allows them to feel understood. I mean, who doesn't like a good detective story? And then once you've gathered all that information, it's time to start connecting the dots. Weave them into the conversation instead of listing your what we call alphabet soup. That's all the letters behind a real estate agent with all the classes and courses, and we call it alphabet soup. The buyers, the sellers could care less about all of the designations that we have. They don't care how many gazillion listings or sales you've had either. What they care about is, what do you need? Are you going to be having a Super Bowl party at your house? Do you need separate home offices? Do you need to homeschool kids? Again, if you ask the right questions, if you show interest, you'll turn a routine listing appointment into an engaging discussion. Add some personality to your sales by using some humor, some curiosity, some charms. Make fun connections. Real estate agents, you will get a lot more out of this business. Your sales will go up, and you're going to make some new friends. So remember, you can sell just about anything if you make and find what that person needs who's buying. Also, make them feel like they're important. Unless, of course, you've got that swamp land someplace, you might not want to sell that. And then all bets are off. So buying or selling a home, give me a call. We are going to step out and take our first break. This is All About Real Estate, 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. by connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate. ActiveRain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. ActiveRain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features ActiveRain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. ActiveRain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of ActiveRain? For information on how to join ActiveRain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. There was a time in church history when Christians were persecuted to the point of death, and death did not come easy. They were stoned, cut in half, and slain with the sword. They were impaled on spears and set on fire to be used as lamps to light the towns at night. The Roman ruler at the time was Emperor Nero. He was a godless man who despised Christianity. In spite of this opposition, God's people continued to spread the gospel message, and the church grew. We may soon be facing tyranny here in America from godless progressives. They don't like competition, and they perceive God to be a threat. True believers need to seek spiritual unity in Christ, not ecumenism through social justice. America's only hope has always been a merciful God. My hope is that America's Christians are in constant prayer to Him now. This is Pastor Dave Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Hi, this is Jim with Wallace Roofing and Construction. We've been in business for over 90 years, and for good reason. Around here, honesty and integrity still matter. We don't cut corners, we don't use subcontractors, and we never chase a quick dollar. We believe in doing the job right the first time. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566, Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach us 410-922-6680. I've got a really beautiful white two-story home with five bedrooms, with 3.5 bathrooms, move-in conditions, has a beautiful sun screened-in sunroom, has a gated yard, a patio, a two-car garage, it's got a in-law suite or your own private office suite of that's on two levels with its own elevator. Again, beautifully done. If you're interested in a home with a front porch that you can move in right now, really having to do nothing, central air, of course, gas, heat, huge kitchen, huge, huge primary bedroom with three walk-in closets, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another home that I have been talking about lately, actually it's not a home, it is to build a home on. We had a beautiful, beautiful piece of land, 7.5 acres, just probably the nicest land I have ever seen, probably in Maryland, to build one private estate. That piece of land is also under contract, so that means that I will be putting another home shortly on the market. Congratulations to all of these sellers and to the buyers. I think when you listen to the news that you're hearing that the market's not good or homes aren't selling, look at your own neighborhood. I repeat this probably every week. If your house sells, the market is great. If your house isn't selling, the market is lousy. It is specific to you. Yes, we can talk about certain areas that get, you know, 12 contracts before it hits the market, but don't get discouraged if you're looking for houses, if you're trying to sell a house. You need to wait for that absolute right person to come and take a look at it. And what's happening, it's not there's anything wrong with your house, is that we, the agents, haven't brought the right buyer to your house. That buyer's out there. We just have to find them. And one of the things I was going to share with you is there are a couple of words that you don't want to hear, especially if you're the buyer. You don't want to hear one of my favorite words when I'm selling, which is too late. But if you like a house, express your interest. This is not the time to share your concerns with the listing agent about wanting the basement finished or thinking you can negotiate a deal or telling that agent that the house isn't worth it, that it's overpriced, that you would like to do a different kind of kitchen, all of these kinds of things where you are negating that home and you're doing that to the listing agent. Yes, you might think you're negotiating, but what you really could be doing is not allowing your buyer to get that home. I try to stay in touch with anybody who's seen any of my listing. If a buyer's agent informs me that they're interested but doesn't follow up, I need to follow up and call them, because the last thing I want to hear an agent say or a buyer say after a bid is accepted that could have been the perfect house for them. And sometimes you can hear too late, because while they were thinking about it, while their agent was bargaining, so to say, you know, it's overpriced, that you can lose that house. So make sure, if it is a property that you want, make sure you express that to your real estate agent. Make sure they know how bad you want it. And what would happen if it didn't, if it sold before you got a chance to put your offer in? That is one of the ways I talk to people when we're looking for houses. Do you like this house? What don't you like about this house? You want to think about it. And then I'll say, what if you wait until next week and you find out the house sold for the same price you were willing to pay for it? How would you feel? Now, when somebody says, well, it wasn't meant to be, then they didn't make a big decision. When they are really, really upset about it, they didn't make the right decision. So make sure when you are looking, make sure when you're looking with that realtor that realtor really knows what you want and what you want to spend and what kind of property you have. That way they can be looking out for you. If something comes on the market, they hear about it, just like this this happened with us this week, just talking to another real estate agent. She knew her buyer. She knew what they wanted. She knew it needed to be in a certain area. She knew what they could afford, and she knew that this house was going to be available. That's what the agents are doing for you. That's what the agents are doing, helping you to find the property that is absolutely perfect for you. So that's if you've got any questions about that, give me a call. I've had people who think they're negotiating and put up an offer, and then we'll negotiate on a small point, and we still don't have that last initial, and another offer comes in. That first offer was not ratified, or the seller didn't sign it. It is not impossible to lose a house for your buyer, and buyers the same thing. Yes, negotiation is always something you can try to do, but when you know what you want, when you know how much the homes in that area could sell for, this is not the time to start bargaining just because you might miss it. Now, again, if you find that house that needs that work, different story. Completely, completely different story. Know what you're looking at. Know what you really want and what you can't live without, and make sure that your real estate agent understands all of that. So that's just a few things that I wanted to share with you. I was watching somebody packing up, and their place was filled with cardboard boxes. Now, when you're thinking about selling, you need all those cardboard boxes. Where do you keep them? But I thought the really interesting thing that if you're a gardener, if you are into landscaping, that when you're finished moving, if you don't have somebody that wants those boxes, instead of trashing them, use them in your garden. Use them underneath where you would put the mulch. If you're going to mulch around a tree, if you're going to mulch your flower beds, this means you are going to be doing a lot less weeding, and it will eventually break down, enrich the soil, and they can actually help your plants. But I hadn't heard of that. I just thought it was a creative way. We in the real estate industry make so much waste with boxes and paper and everything, and I thought this was a way that could actually help the homeowner and maybe help the environment a little bit, maybe take away from contributing to the landfill. So when you're thinking about those cardboard boxes and throwing them away and busting those boxes up, maybe if you don't have a yard, maybe you could share them with your neighbors or put them online and say, we've got boxes, we've got moving boxes. They may need them for moving. So I just thought that was a pretty clever idea to help the environment and to help you get rid of those boxes. If you guys have any other really creative ideas, boy, would I like to hear about them. I want to tell you about a text that I got on the way to the studio this morning. The text just said, I've been listening to you for years. I just wanted to tell you to have a good show. And so I picked up the phone and I called him and I got some information on him. And sure enough, he's been listening for a long time. And he does something completely different than I do. He does land installments. He does owner finances. So when I get calls like that, and they're not the deals that I'm used to doing, I'd like to be able to turn them over to him. And that is one of the ways that the whole industry helps each other. We can't be everything to everybody. So if I find somebody who specializes in land or somebody who specializes in foreclosures, that kind of thing, then I'm able to guide you to those people. Fun business. If you got any questions, again, you can always reach me after the show. You can see my properties all online. I mean, if you need to know any property, you can basically, without going to the agent's website, without going to mine, there's so much technology right now. If there's a house that you're interested in, just Google it, and it will come up with who's listing it and give you all that information. And that's for those of you who don't want to talk directly to the real estate agent. But I'm suggesting you find that real estate agent that meets your needs and let them help you. I just had someone who called to see a property. I went to make an offer on it, and I found out they had already called another agent. That agent had already written the offer. That is a waste of everybody's time. So if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Sunday afternoon looking pretty good. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun, high temperatures in the low to mid 70s, increasing clouds as we head into the evening time, and a passing shower to the south late Sunday night with overnight lows drop into the 50s. Warmer temperatures with temps in the 70s Monday, but tracking our next weather maker as more rain rolls in by midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your passwords. Make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP. Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at sysa.gov. hilton.gov/secureourworld.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number. If you are a single person, if you are living alone, if your home is too big for you, if you have a child, brother, sister, relative who is going to school in the area, and you need a place for one person to live, to be safe, to be secure, give me a call. I have got a furnished studio with a balcony, and it is very, very reasonable. All of the utilities are included in the monthly fee. If you are thinking about this kind of thing, maybe you are maybe you've got a home elsewhere, you just need a place to come home, put your suitcases until your next trip, give me a call. This might be something that you might like to see or like to have in your family. This is a property. It's on the sixth floor. It's in 11 Slade. As I mentioned, all utilities are included. There is a parking garage. There's outside parking. There is a person who is at the door. There's valet parking. There is meeting rooms there. There's even an extra room in there if you have a extra freezer or an extra refrigerator from the big home. You just don't want to go shopping every week. They have a separate room in there just for your own personal machines. I thought that was pretty neat, so that you can take advantage of the grocery shopping, live in the one bedroom, and still have a place to have your freezer, refrigerator, extra one for your own needs. Just a lot of things that are included in that. If you're interested, don't hesitate. Give me a call. This, because the price is so reasonable, because it is a co-op, this is a cash-only deal and can only move forward with approval of the board. More information on that, give me a call. It's one of the few types of properties that we have in Maryland that are very rare. I think this is the only co-op in all of Baltimore County. So if you're thinking about this kind of living, maybe you've got a parent, brother, sister, kid going to school, give me a call. Let's see if that property just could be right for you. Someone was asking me about what we call the earnest money deposit, EMD. How do you handle that? If you're going to buy a home, you have to put something down to show that you're serious. So sometimes there's a difference of opinion here. Some people say, oh, we only need to put a couple dollars down, you know, they'll hold it. And others, like me, really feel that if you're serious about a property, that you give a substantial deposit. If there are multiple offers, maybe even if your offer is not as high as the next one, maybe giving that seller the confidence that you're able to put that money up front, that it's there, that you can afford to do that, they may feel much more secure and you getting that house over somebody else. Now, you might say, well, what if I lose that? That's where, you know, you and your agent come in. You need to make sure that all the dates and all the deadlines are kept. If you put in there that the earnest money will be deposited in 2 days, they're going to call and see if it is. If you're going to have a home inspection clause in there in 7 days, you better make sure you've got it already scheduled for that time so that you have enough time to get that back. That is some of the ways that if you're not careful, if you don't know what you're doing, you miss those deadlines, you can also wind up losing that deposit. There are many ways that we also know how to protect that. If you want to talk about any of those things, give me a call. Some of the ways people get out of buying a home, and ways you can lose a deposit. If you are not watching your dates, as I mentioned, on home inspections, if you're not watching your dates on homeowner, condominium, and co-op documents, you have a certain amount of time to get them. You have a certain amount of time from the time that you receive them for a homeowners association, for a condominium, from the time they're put in your hand or in your email, a certain amount of time that you have to withdraw with no penalties. Again, these are all the things that a good realtor that you're working with can help you. And when you are looking to purchase a house that you really like, you've got an agent that you really trust, go ahead, put down a substantial earnest money deposit. Maybe you let that agent's company hold it. Maybe you let your title attorney hold it. That nothing can be done with that money until it's agreed by both parties, unless there is a unilateral. If you're pulling out because of homeowners association, those documents are yours if you're within the time. So these are all so many different ways how sellers can wind up saying, well, what if they don't go to settlement? How can I make sure that they go to settlement? Well, if you're working for the seller, then you figure out a way that says, if the buyer doesn't wind up at settlement on such and such a day, that earnest money deposit is non-refundable. That right there ensures the seller that if they go to settlement and the buyers don't go to settlement, that the sellers get that deposit. And it depends on who you're working for. If you're working for the seller, if you're working for the buyer, some buyers will say, well, I'm not going to put that much up. What if my buyer loses it? And I say, are you watching these dates? You know, you will be responsible for whether or not they lose it or not. And this is also a way that you can give a seller some insurance that these people are really serious. If they don't go to settlement, they miss their deadlines, we have a clause in there that says it's non-refundable. If they don't go, you get to keep that money. Again, this is all to be done with the advice of an attorney. I'm not an attorney. I'm a real estate broker. If you'd like to ask any more questions, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. We will be right back after the break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
At Wallace Roofing, we don't just build roofs, we build relationships. Some of our customers are in their 80s and 90s. We've worked on their homes, their children's homes, and even their grandchildren's. That kind of trust is earned, not given, and we never take it for granted. We're a third-generation family-run company, and a promise to be here when you need us. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC 1566. Above all, a good roof.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back. Listening to All About Real Estate, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I want to tell you about some of the people who are waiting to buy homes. I just got an email that said, reads, I'm not going to give you any names. It says, my family and I are planning a move into the 21208 or 9 zip code. We have a six-year-old daughter. I'm also pregnant. We really need to find it quickly. She wants to be in the Stevenson area or the Dumbarton area. She wanted to say that she could go for a townhouse or a three-bedroom townhouse, but she also needs a place for her office. She can go up to 625. That's a good price for a townhouse. Of course, she would love to be in a small house. If you are thinking about selling a small home that's in pretty good condition, in fact, I guess but since she's expecting right away, I think it would need to be in move-in condition. So if you've got that, I have these calls daily. I have a list of buyers who are looking all over the place. I have a list of investors who are looking for a deal. And when I get the call from them, they say, well, call me if you get something. And I go, doesn't work that way. You keep in touch with me every week. Give me a call or a text. See if I have anything. Because when they come on, I'm not going to take time to call 15 people back to say, hey, here's a great deal. You've got to stay in touch with me. And I think all of the agents are like that. They want you to be loyal to them. If they find you something, they let you know about it right away. It's really just the way we work in this business, and it's so much fun. When I was talking earlier about the earnest money and how you can lose it, I thought I'd give you a couple of more things. Again, we talked about, this is when the earnest money deposit I'm talking about, some people call it good faith estimate, that how you can lose that money if you don't have it protected. If you, number one, if you fail to meet the deadlines, any of those deadlines, whether it's inspection or financing or closing, you could possibly forfeit that money. If you backed out without cause, you just say, I decided I don't want to do this, no reason, not adhering to the inspection outcomes, or if you're purchasing a house that's as is and you do your own inspection and want the seller to put on a new roof, you're going to have to go to settlement, or you have that option of losing that. Some of the other things are, if your mortgage application is denied and you're depending on how your financing contingency is written, you may have that you will have written commitment in so many days and that time passes, that seller can basically alert their people that, hey, we can take a backup offer on this. There is a chance that you can lose that. And there's also different kinds of contingencies. For instance, if you put a contract in and your home needs to be sold, and you put in a contract that it's contingent on the sale of your home, or even if you have it under contract and it's contingent on the settlement of your home, if you don't make that, you are standing a chance of losing that. Now, you can always work with the real estate agent, with the buyer, who you can ask for these things to be extended. Could we have another week? Could we have another 2 weeks? If you've got a good relationship going, no problem. But that is how some of the transactions with the earnest money deposits can be lost. And I see that a fair amount of agents are putting tiny earnest money deposits down, like 1%. That really does not give the seller the confidence that you're gonna move forward with the house, because there's not much that you can lose. If you've got any questions, real estate, want to talk to me about real estate, 410-530-2400. This is Margaret Rome.
Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.